Good afternoon. Is this James?
Yes, it is, yes.
Good afternoon. It's Lewis calling from INS Law.
Hi there.
Calling in regards to your Scottish Redress Scheme application.
Yes.
Is now a good time to talk?
Yes, it is, yes, I.
Okay, so, just for data protection, can you confirm your full name, please?
It's James George Tanner.
Okay, and your date of birth?
It's 6th October 1976.
Okay, so just to remind you, calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Yeah, that's right.
So is now a good time to go through your application?
Yes, it is, yes.
Okay, that's perfect. I will just need to take a few details from yourself just before we begin.
Okay.
Okay, so would you mind confirming your title, please?
Mr.
Perfect. And did you say you had a middle name?
Yeah, George.
George.
Yeah.
Okay, and would you be able to confirm your email address, please?
It's jgtanner76@gmail.com.
And then your contact number?
07922-528-415.
Okay, and then also your date of birth?
6th October 1976. Yeah.
Perfect.
50 this year.
The big one.
Aye, unfortunately.
Okay, and I will also need to take your current address, if that's possible.
Yeah, it's 4 Pompey. That's P-O-M-P-E-E, Rota Sauchie, S-A-U-C-H-I-E, and that's Clackmannanshire.
C-L-A-C-K-M-A-N-N-S-H-I-R-E. Perfect. Just give me 2 seconds. That's for Pompey Road, and that's P-O-M-P-A-A.
That's correct.
Okay. Okay, if I do go quiet, I am just filling your details in on the phone.
That's fine, it's no bother.
And is the postcode FK103BX?
That's correct.
Perfect. Okay, so in regards to your redress application, if we do need to get in touch with you, are you okay with email, phone call and texts?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so can I also take your mother and father's name, please?
My mum was called Anne File.
Anne, would you mind just spelling that, please?
F-Y-A-L.
F-Y-A-L.
Yeah.
Is that an A for Alpha or E for Echo?
E for Alpha. F-Y-A-L.
A-L. Perfect.
Yeah, that's great.
And is that Anne with an A or without an E?
I think it was without any.
Okay.
There was only five when she passed away.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, that's
And your father's name, please?
That was George Tanner.
George Tanner.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, and if you could provide me with the GP surgery that you are currently registered with?
Currently registered at Oakholm Medical Practice.
And would you mind just spelling that for me as well, please?
O-C-H-I-L.
Local Medical Practice.
Yeah, that's great.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Okay, and were you known by any other names prior to being in care? No.
No.
And would you know the address that you were in prior to care?
I was Greenhead. I couldn't tell you the number. It was Greenhead Alva.
Greenhead Alva.
Yeah, A-L-V-A.
Okay.
My brother's actually got... It was my brother that told me to give you a phone call because he's opened up a claim as well.
Oh, really?
So I didn't know nothing about it. He's actually just done it in the last couple of days as well.
Yeah.
So he's got more information about that because he was a wee bit older. When we got taken into care, I was only 5 years old. I had only just turned 5.
Yeah. So I'll just put that in for you now. Okay, so one of the questions are, have you been diagnosed with any terminal illness?
No, I haven't, no.
Okay. And would you like to add a beneficiary to your application?
Yes, if I could add Jackie Flynn to it, please.
Okay. Jackie Flynn, was that?
Yeah, that's right. It's F-L-Y-N-N.
And is that Jackie, J-A-C-K-I-E?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. And what's the date of birth?
It's 25th of October,
1978. 1978, perfect. And have you got an email address or contact number?
No, at hand. I'm thinking how I can get into my contacts.
That's no problem. We can get it at a later date if necessary.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
Her address is the same as mine. It's my fiance.
Yeah. Okay, So another one of the questions are, have you received any relevant payments?
No.
Such as criminal injuries compensation? No.
No,
okay.
I've not received anything like that.
Okay. And do you have a criminal conviction for any imprisonment of 5 years or more?
No.
Okay. Okay, so I'm just going to pop you on hold for a few moments just while I just clear all this up and save it to the bank, and then we can proceed with the phone call, if that's okay.
No problem, that's fine.
Okay, it'll only be a few minutes.
No problem.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
Hello?
Hello.
Hiya, sorry to keep you waiting.
No, that's fine.
So we can jump back into it now.
Right.
I appreciate that discussing experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting. So please take your time during this call if you do need a break or further explanation, support, or would prefer to continue another time, do just let me know. Do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you wish to make us aware of at this stage?
No, I don't.
Okay. So the purpose of today's call is to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme,
right.
Explain your options, explain how INS law operates, discuss funding and fees, and to gather initial information to assess whether we may be able to assist you.
Right.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004.
Right.
It is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us. You are entitled to apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme. They are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application.
Right.
Under the government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with the application, regardless of whether you are successful or not with your application.
Right.
INS law does not operate under the statutory scheme and will not claim those government funded fees. So if you do decide to instruct us, you will be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. So at this stage, can you please confirm that you've not instructed any other solicitors to act for you in relation to your application to the Scottish Redress Scheme?
Yeah, I've not done that.
Okay, perfect. So our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis, which means if your application is unsuccessful, you will pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you will pay nothing. If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees will consist of basic charges based on time spent and a success fee. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment, meaning you'll never pay more than the agreed cap, which is 19.2%.
Right, that's fine.
Okay, so it is important that I make clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of the award the scheme may award you.
Right.
The Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I will explain in greater detail during this call. So if instructed, we can assist you with whether you'll be able to whether you will be eligible to apply to the redress scheme, gathering and reviewing evidence, preparing and submitting the application, corresponding with the Scottish Redress Scheme, advising you on any offer made, and explaining a statutory waiver if an award is offered, and assistance with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme. So if a redress offer is made, we will fully explain the statutory waiver before you decide to accept anything. It is important because accepting an award may affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to matters. You would never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences. So if you do decide to proceed, you do have a 14-day cancellation period after signing the agreement. You can cancel within that period for any reason without any charge. If you choose, you can authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So you're happy to for the work to begin immediately while your cancellation rights still remain?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So we are able to formally act for you. We will require proof of your identity for verification purposes.
Right. So
therefore, we need a copy of the photographic identification.
Right.
And proof of address dated within 3 months of today's date.
Right.
We do require this information to comply with anti-money laundering regulations. So following our conversation, I will send you information via email in relation to what is and what is not acceptable in forms of identity verification.
Right.
So what we can do now is take some details in regards to the care settings that you were placed in.
Right.
In order for us to progress the application. If you give me 2 seconds, let me just load up on the file. Okay, so the details that I do need to take now are the care settings for the application.
Right.
So, do you know how many care settings you were placed in?
Two.
Okay. And do you know the names of them?
The first one was, I won't be able to spell this up because I was only young when I was there. It's Weedon's Hall, and that's in the Falkirk area.
Was that Weedon's Hall?
No, Weedon's Hall. It started with a W.
Weedon's Hall. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Weedon's Hall. And the next one?
It was Orkney Place. That was in the Falkirk area as well.
And could you just repeat that one for me, please? Sorry.
Orkney Place. O-R-K-N-E-Y. Orkney.
Orkney Place.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So I'm just going to double check in the location just so I can get the right address for it so I can note it down in the file.
Orkney Place was in Hall Glen in Falkirk. Hall Glen, that's H-A-L-L-G-L-E-N, Hall Glen.
Hall Glen in Falkirk.
That's great.
Okay. Was that Weedon's Hall Children's Home?
Yes, aye, that's right.
Okay.
I think it was in Grangemouth, I'm not sure. I was very young.
And do you know what in Weedon's Hall? Do you know the date range that you were there?
How long I was there?
Just the year that you were in, that you attended there.
It must have been, my mum died in 1981, so I would guess it was January 82 that I got put in there. And that's just a guess, just based on my mum's death.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Sorry, I'm tearing up here.
No, it's okay. I do apologise. I know it is a sensitive subject. And then the other one is Orkney Place.
I couldn't tell you where I would put it in there.
No, it's okay.
No idea. A year later, 15 months later or something.
Around that time, yeah.
I was only in Weedon's Hall for a short period, then they went into that Orkney Place.
Yeah. So around 1983 then?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I would guess so.
Yeah. Okay, so I've got them linked to your file now.
Right.
What we do need to do is for each case, and I do know it is a sensitive subject, and we can take it at your pace. If you do need to take a break, we will need to take a brief statement just with what happened in each setting,
right,
and what you went through, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
So whenever you're ready, we can start with the first one. We will need to discuss the abuse that you may have went through.
That is...
So that'll be with Weedings Hall, if you are.
Weedings Hall.
Yeah.
That have been... there was no sexual abuse. It was more mental, just so regimented, being a young kid.
Yeah.
In a strange environment, just after my mum passed, I just felt, well, just, we were all flung in there and sort of get on with it.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, it just, there was no emotional support.
No emotional support.
No emotional support, regimented. It just, I felt as though it was I still, to this day, feel as though it was like a boss, what do you call the old prison thing? A postal.
Postal, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. That's the vibe that the place gave off as well. It was just...
Yeah.
Everything was structured. I was a young kid. And I felt as though that part of my childhood got taken away from me, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just... my eldest sister, she actually got... Because myself, my two sisters and my brother, we all got put into care at the same time. My eldest sister actually got taken away from us, and she got put in a different care home. So a family that was grieving, who's just lost their mum, they've been split up again.
Yeah.
We've been put into a strange environment, still grieving.
Yeah.
And then my big sister who was like a month ago, my mum was really ill. My confidant was taken away from me. So I felt as though I'd lost another mum.
Yeah.
Because she got put into Tullabuddy Children's Home.
Yeah.
So I was left with my sister and my brother, but my eldest sister I got taken away.
Yeah.
So I was trying to deal with that and say it's just very strict. It was just very, very strict.
Yeah.
Yeah. No enjoyment in my childhood years.
Okay, so obviously it doesn't have to be physical abuse or like sexual abuse or anything like that. It can be neglect, and also emotional abuse. So what was it like in terms of that? When you were there,
the emotional abuse was they didn't give me. I didn't get counselling, I didn't get grief counselling, I didn't get...
Support,
I couldn't process it. I was a young boy, I was 5 years old when my mum passed. I'd been taken away from my dad. My dad had hit the brink. He put us into care because he couldn't care for us. I was in the care system now.
Yeah.
And nobody noticed that I was going through turmoil, and I wasn't getting that support. I was still trying to figure out, who's my mum? How am I not with my dad? And then my big sister was getting taken away.
Yeah.
And there was nobody that was giving me that support.
Yeah.
And it's affected me all my life, actually. I didn't like getting, even to this day, I don't like getting close to anybody because I didn't want to lose them.
Yeah.
So it's affected me all through my life. People think I've got a lot of friends, but I don't trust anybody. I'm scared in case they'll leave me, and that's all part of that.
Yeah, it's had the rolling effect in your life.
100%. 100%.
If I do go quiet, I'm just typing up your statement for what we can apply to your application. I am just taking it all in. Okay, so is there anything else you would like to add to that, Kirsten, or would you like me to move on to the next one?
In that care setting, I set a goalpost actually fell on top of me, and I broke my collarbone. So I don't care if that's any use to you, but...
A goalpost fell on top of you?
A goalpost fell on top of me, and I broke my collarbone. That'd be on my medical records.
Yeah. And was you taken into hospital, or did anyone...
Yeah, I was taken into Falkirk Infirmary. I was only, five and a half, 6 years old at that time.
Yeah.
And these goalposts, and they landed right across my...
Yeah.
My collarbone, and broke my collarbone. Which still gives me jip to this day.
Yeah. So obviously these are just brief statements. When we progress the application a little bit more, we will take a more detailed witness statement from yourself for each case. And so you will be able to give obviously more things towards your application as and when they come to your head.
Yeah.
Obviously it will jog your memory a little bit more being able to talk about it.
Well,
Okay, so we'll move on to the Orkney Place Children's Home.
Right.
So how did you come to enter this care setting?
They just got moved from Reading's Hall to Orkney Place.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell you the reasons behind it.
Yeah.
I don't know if Reading's Hall's the first stage before you go into a residential children's home, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why we got moved, but I got moved there, just two siblings out of three, because my sister got moved to Tullabody. So my other sister and my brother, they got moved with me to Orkney Place. So I moved there because I was the youngest.
Yeah.
In that setting, I got put into a shared room with a stranger. I didn't even get to share a room with my brother.
Yeah.
Which, in hindsight, is shocking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
I think there was a teenage wing and an under, a 12 and under wing. If I remember correctly, it was a terraced housing that had been knocked through. There was about four or five houses.
Yeah.
And they had all been knocked through into one great big house.
Yeah.
So there were different wings in it. So I didn't even get the share with my brother or my sister. I was sharing with some random person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Again, try to come to terms with my mother's passing and my sister
yeah.
being taken away from me and things like that. And the time that I needed my other siblings, they were at a different part of the home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Was you allowed to see them?
I've seen them at lunch, the dinner times and things like that. It's mainly when we go put to our beds. At
yeah.
night,
yeah.
They were in a different wing, and that's. I had bedwetting problems and that because of all this as well. It was growing up.
Yeah, and did this happen in the care setting?
Yeah, did I? I just wanted my brother and my sister nearby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And is there anything else that you suffered from in this care setting?
Kind of fed food that I didn't like. It always sticks in my memory. Same line and prunes.
Sorry, can you repeat that for me? I didn't quite catch that.
Getting made to eat same line and prunes. I know it sounds stupid. I know it sounds daft.
No, if you don't like it, you don't like it.
I know, but I wasn't allowed to leave the table until I ate it.
Yeah.
And it was coming up with ways of trying to hide it. It was same line of stuffing it in my pockets and going to the toilet.
Yeah.
Doing the plan.
Yeah.
Because I was not allowed to go out and play unless I had ate that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't care if that counts as abuse or no, but...
Yeah, no, of course. That's neglect.
Well,
if you don't like something, you're being forced into doing something.
That sticks in my memory. That's always lived with me. Even if somebody mentions saying a line or prunes to me to this
yeah,
day, it gives me the ick.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you'd like to add to this?
Nothing that comes to mind at the moment.
Yeah. That's fine. Obviously, as we go down the application process, you will be asked to do a witness statement in more detail. So
yeah.
That'll give you time to obviously process things and if anything else comes up.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put the statement in for you now.
I didn't realise how difficult this is going to be, to tell you
the
truth. Well,
no.
I evoked some memories there, like...
Yeah, brings them all back up.
They've been suppressed for a while, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, of course. Don't be apologising for it.
Oh.
I have put that into your file. Okay, so under the redress scheme, there are two types of applications that can be pursued. We do have a fixed payment of £10,000. So this is a fixed amount award, regardless of the severity of the abuse you suffered. And they do have the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000. So this is decided by a closed panel, dependent on the level of abuse you suffered. So based on the severity of the abuse that you've suffered and told me today, what I am going to do is I'm going to put you forward for the individually assessed payment. So that'll be the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000. You don't need to attend any meeting with the Scottish Redress Scheme in person. We do provide a detailed witness statement on your behalf to the scheme to tell your story. So, are you happy with me putting that forward for you?
Yeah, that's fine,
Okay.
Oh,
You okay?
I just went there, sorry.
No, it's okay.
God, I didn't say I've suppressed this all my life. I mean,
Yeah.
this is the first time I've really smoked.
Yeah.
I've been smoked to my kids about this before.
It's okay, I understand. I'm here to guide you through it.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Okay, so based on the information you've provided today and with what I've been able to fill out on your file, the next step that we would send to you is a client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, a letter of authority, the request for proof of address and proof of identity, which we spoke about, and the application forms. So I can send these to you, and you're under no pressure or obligation to proceed with it, or you don't have to do it on the phone, but I can stay on the phone with you if you do want to sign them while I am here. But you can take them away and read them in your own time. So just give me 2 moments. I'm just going to double check everything that we've went through. So Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to send all them over to you now.
Right.
And obviously, you can do it in your own time. On the email, it will come through to you. It will have little boxes that way you do need to sign, and obviously, tick at the end, and then send it back to us. So once you've done that, it will come back to us.
Right.
So it'll have one. Two, three. Okay, so I've got them over to you.
Right.
Okay, so all you need to do now is you need to go in your emails, obviously
Right.
have a look through it, read it, take it in, and then you can sign it and send it back to us.
Okay.
Do you feel okay to end the call?
Yeah, that's very nice.
Okay, I
Thanks.
appreciate your time today, and I am glad that you've opened up to me. I hope we can progress the application for you.
Right, yeah. Thanks. Thank you very much for listening.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you. Take
Thank
care.
you. Bye.
Take
Bye.
care now. Bye bye. Bye bye.
Bye. Bye.